the city of Montrose is looking at a very tight budget for next year, and part of that is due to dispatching fees. This is Montrose Mayor Bob Nicholson.
The county operates what's known as a regional dispatch center, and what a dispatch center does is it takes the calls from the public or whoever is notifying the dispatch center of a problem and distributes them to the appropriate public safety provider, police force, sheriff, fire department.
It's a pretty important service. Instead of having an emergency number for the police and an emergency number for the fire department, etc., there's one service, 911, that will take the calls and coordinate with the appropriate department. This service, it isn't free. Everyone that uses it, from the city of Montrose to the Ouray Sheriff's Department to city of Telluride, all pays Montrose County for the dispatch service. The more traffic, the more they use the service, the more the county charges. The city has a problem, though.
If you look at our CAD entries over the last several years, you would see that in 2008 we had 276,000 contacts or CAD entries. And in 2013, we had 274,000. So we're basically kind of at a flat line.
Bob says that even though their use hasn't gone up, the fees have. In 2008, he says the city paid about $260,000. This year, they paid $456,000. For next year, the county wants $669,000. That's more than double of what it was 6 years ago.
One of the problems we've had is we've had very scant ability to communicate our concerns back and forth with the county, and that concerns us greatly.
There's been no word from the county commissioners over this. Repeated requests from KVNF to the county and the Montrose sheriff went unanswered. It seems like the sheriff knows this is an issue, though.
I should say the sheriff at a meeting several months ago at the Board of County Commissioners said we must have a meeting with the city on this. So he has stood forth and said we really do need to clear the air on some of these issues. And so that's good.
However, the issue of the city's budget still remains.
For us, it's going to require that we find about $350,000 or $360,000 worth of things that we can cut. And that sounds simple, but it's not. It really cuts into some service. You know, we can do less road maintenance. We can provide less police presence. You know, anything we cut there will have repercussions in our community, so it's hard for us.
Bob notes that the city is conservative in the budget estimates, and they may end up with more revenue than they're planning, which could take out some of the sting from the fees. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.